Our next choice is a poem, Footsteps in the Sand, and this was chosen by Jane. Thank you, Jane. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand and he noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Look, Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you." During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Thank you. Our next hymn, which follows this lovely poem, was chosen by Dawn and Richard. It is a thing most wonderful.
Let us pray. Lord, as we come for prayer, bind us together with a common purpose to manifest the wonders and glory of your kingdom. We, as the body of Christ, give you all the praise and honor you deserve. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord is upon each one of us here and those who are joining us remotely through Zoom. Guide us so that we can proclaim good news to all. We pray for unity in the body of Christ today as we meet together as a congregation. For we know where two or more are gathered in your name, you are with us, and that we may listen to your word and faithfully as one body put it into practice. Gracious God, we pray for your churches here. May we always hear your good news and build up our faith as we meet together during this time. Give us faith and belief in following you and courage to ourselves and others who find it hard to follow. We pray especially for our community here, from its depth and breadth and height for you, Lord, to be with all those today as they go about their work, leisure, daily routine, caring, shopping, and life. Be also with those who we know, family, friends, and neighbours, and support them through today. So now, Lord, we ask for your wisdom, knowing that you will provide it. Thank you for giving out of your abundance and not according to what we deserve. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing promises. You supply limitless power to the weak, and you increase the strength of those who need it. Thank you for renewing our strength each day as we trust in you, Lord. Teach us to wait on you through Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're now going to remain seated as we have this song, O the Love of My God. It's not one that we are particularly familiar with. It's been chosen by Graham and Carol Peasland. It's not one that has great memories for them. They've only recently come across it. But they really thought the words are so meaningful. And having listened to it, I fully agree with them. So let us continue in prayerful meditation as we listen to the words of this song.
His touch is as gentle
When I saw Adrian's email last week asking for requests for hymns or poems, I immediately thought of this hymn. But I do apologise because many of you may not know it, or you might have to dig very deep into your memories to think about it. You may have sung it as a child. I certainly did. As you know, I've been coming to this church since I was literally a baby. So this hymn used to be in our very old green hymn books that I think disappeared, gosh, probably about 40 years ago. But I love this hymn so much that I actually chose to have it at my wedding, which was, I've just worked out, almost 35 years ago this year. So it's all things which live below the sky or move within the sea. And the line that really stood out for me, especially as a little girl singing it here, was in verse 5, I think. He sees the meanest sparrow fall unnoticed in the street. I'm not too sure that sparrows are mean, but what that meant for me as a child, what that meant for me as a child was that he was with me all the time. So even if other people didn't know what I was doing or what I was thinking, Jesus did. And that stuck with me. That has stuck with me all of my life. So, as I say, I do apologise if you don't know it. Listen, hopefully somewhere deep in your memories, you will remember it and be able to sing it with me. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear it again. So it's him, yes. All things which live below the sky.
Let us stand and sing.
Thank you.
One of the changes that pandemic brought about in our services when we were able to come back together is that we no longer pass the offering plate round the church. We still have them at the front and the back of the church for people to put offerings in as they come in or as they leave at the end of the service. But that tradition where we pass the plate round and then the stewards brought it to the front and then we took the offering plates and gave thanks, it sort of slipped away. And something I think that we do need still to do is to have that offertory prayer, because that prayer wasn't only about presenting what we had brought to God. It was also about giving thanks to God for what he had given to us, because we only give back to God from that which he has given to us first. So let us pray. Faithful Father, thank you that you give the gift of abundant eternal life. You have said that you are a good Father who gives us good gifts. Your generosity overflows to us. Everything we have is a gift from you. As we bring our offerings to you, we give back to you from the abundant blessings you have given us. May our gifts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength, be unto you, our God, forever and ever, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next song, My Jesus, My Saviour, has been chosen by Ruth Turnbull. Ruth is upstairs with the children, but she asked, even though I'm going to be upstairs, can we still sing this song in church? Because the reason she is upstairs with the children is because Jesus is her saviour. So let us stand and sing this song.
My Jesus, my Saviour.
My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you. All my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, shelter, tower of refuge and strength, everywhere, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, we have blessed you.
My
Have you standing up again almost immediately, because the next song chosen by Linda Lancaster is Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Linda has asked for this because she says when she first came to worship with us the first day in church and she met Norma Baxter, she felt welcomed into our fellowship. And she says that this song, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord, reminds her of Norma, who we lost during the pandemic. But Norma is with her Saviour, we trust. But she was a person who just presence made you feel that you were there with the Lord with her. So let us stand, let us sing, Be Still.
Thank you.
We're now going to hear a selection of inspirational verses read by somebody on YouTube. Move on. We'll listen to these verses, and can we make sure that the volume is up so that everybody can clearly hear them?
I hereby commend you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. The hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
I'm sure that one or more of those verses resonated in your minds, your hearts, as you heard them there. Our next hymn, Will You Anchor Hold, sometimes known as the Boys Brigade hymn, been chosen by Janet Malloy, reminds her of her father who was in the Boys Brigade, that, and she remembers that as a child. It also reminds me, because I was in the Boys Brigade, and I can remember this being sung 50 years ago when the Boys Brigade had their National Annual Assembly in London, and it was Westminster Central Hall, full of Boys Brigade officers singing this hymn. And I think they had to repair the roof afterwards. But... let us stand, let us sing, Will Your Anchor Hold? just want to take a few minutes just to bring together the thought that's been running through this service, or the thought that I think has been running through it. As I said at the start, all the hymns have been chosen by different people. The reading was chosen by somebody else. But I think you will all agree that there has been a theme through this service of the thoughts of love and unity and hope. Have you ever felt opposition while on your Christian walk of faith? Well, I think we all have. We're not alone in those feelings at times. As I said, that day in Westminster Central Hall, listening to that last hymn being sung by a couple of thousand Boys Brigade officers, you felt on top of the world. But of course, a few hours later, you were back at work, the normal things of life being there. Paul, in his writings, emphasizes three characteristics of love. For it is, as we sang at the start of our service, love that binds us together. God's love that keeps us together. But those three characteristics, harmony, humility, and helpfulness. And each of us has a responsibility for the unity of the Spirit in our lives. We are to care for the interests of others more than we care about our own interests, because that is what love means. Jesus is that perfect example. Paul tells us the story of the crucifixion. Jesus didn't go to the cross. He didn't submit to that dreadful death. Please do come in. Come in and sit down. Don't worry. Come on. There's a sit in the front there. Jesus is our example. He gave all for us. Not everybody today has heard of Jesus. Not everybody today has heard of the hope. To be honest, the knowledge of the Bible has been steadily declining. Probably everybody here over 50, we know the Lord's Prayer by heart, we know Psalm 23 by heart, we know our familiar hymn. But many of our young people in schools today, they don't know those things. We need to bring them to us through the work with our young people. And I draw your attention to the fact that Carol Baldwin, who's been leading our young people's work in the Methodist and Baptist environments for many, many years, feels that the time has come to hand that baton on to somebody else. But who is she going to hand that baton on to? Who is being called to take that baton from Carol? Why did Jesus become a human being and give up his life for us? He did it because of love. He can't be imitated. We can't be Jesus. But what we can be is what Jesus calls us to be and calls us to do, which is to love one another. We can do this because Jesus stirs our hearts, minds, emotions, and wills. His name has spiritual power and can't be mentioned in a neutral way. We either have to accept what Jesus commands us to do or reject it. So we come to our last hymn now. you'll be pleased to know that at least 5 or 6 people asked for this same hymn. Otherwise, we'd be here for another hour singing the other 5 hymns that they know. But our final hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. So let us go out today feeling that unity of love that binds us together, but we do it through the faithfulness that God brings to our lives. Let us stand, let us sing. May now we take the words of hope from Christ. Listen to his words of command and go out into his world loving each other. And let us say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.